We left off yesterday on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph at the top. Today's Daf is Daf Chavav. So we were just to finish up one point before we start the new Mishnah. We said yesterday that the Gemara was discussing yesterday how one could be kona an elephant with Hagbah, meaning according to the opinion that both Behemoth Dakos and Behemoth Gasos are nikna be Hagbah, that the way to acquire them is through Hagbah, through picking them up. Well, how does one exactly go about picking up an elephant? So the last thing we had said that was that inami b'chavile zemuros, that perhaps one can pick up an elephant by using chavile zemuros. So Rashi had said that using chavile zemuros means taking this elephant food, these chavile zemuros, and putting them under the feet of the elephant, putting one by each foot and having the elephant pick up each foot onto it, so the elephant will be standing on top of it. That's how Rashi said. And Rashi says Hagbah in general needs to be gimel tefachim, it needs to be three tefachim off the ground. Why does it need to be three tefachim off the ground? Because in general we have a concept called lavud, that anytime something's within three tefachim of something else, it's considered as if it's closed in. The only time there's considered to be a gap halachically is when there's three tefachim or more of airspace. For instance, we have this in Hilchos Mechitzos, that's where it's really primarily the halachos of lavud, by Hilchos Sukkah and Erevin, that if you have something that's an airspace of less than three tefachim, it's halachically considered to be closed in. That's why theoretically one could make a wall of a sukkah with just strings or straps that are less than three tefachim apart from each other, because less than three tefachim is considered as if it's closed in. So Rashi says that's why when you do a kinyan Hagbah, in order for it not to be considered as if it's still resting on the ground, you need to lift it off three tefachim from the ground. And chavilei zemuros generally are three tefachim high. That's why the Gemara speaks about chavilei zemuros. However, Tosfos says Rabbeinu Tam holds that Hagbah only needs to be a tefach. Why don't we stop talk about putting the elephant on top of Kalim then? Why do we have to talk about Chavili Zemuros if the Hagbah only needs to be one Tefach high? So Tosfos says it must be that a Stam Kli is less than a Tefach, which is a little bit difficult. A Stam Kli is less than a Tefach, which says it must be that a Stam Kli is even smaller than a Tefach. And that's why Rashi chooses, that's why the Gemara rather chooses to use the example of Chavilei Zemuros rather than other Kalim. But still, Tosfos says, that doesn't really explain why Chavilei Zemuros. Why not describe rocks or wood or anything else that will lift the animal three tefachim off the ground, that will lift the elephant three tefachim off the ground? So Tosfos quotes, we mentioned yesterday, Mefarish Harav Meshulam Delahachi Nakar Chavilei Zemuros Lufi Shehein Machal Pil. It's elephant food. The Gemara says that Beferish Meshachas Shabbos, that Chavilei Zemuros are food for the elephants. Umagbiin lepil Chavilei Zemuros lemala. So what do? You lift up the Chavilei Zemuros high. Vehu kofetz magbiya es atzmo min haaretz viochlan. And the elephant jumps up to go toward the food to eat it. Says, you might say that doesn't really sound like Hagbah. He says, no, it is Hagbah. Even though you're not physically lifting the animal, you're lifting the Chavilei Zemuros, and the animal is lifting itself to jump toward the Chavilei Zemuros, still that's considered a valid form of Kinyan Hagbah. Now, I mentioned yesterday there's a big discussion in the Achronim about this. Now, what's the major discussion? So there's a sugya, Maseches Bava Basra, that we commonly refer to as Hasagas Kavol, even though it's not really the proper title. It's really Yorid L'Tochum Naso Shel Chavero. The sugya about unfair competition in business. That the Gemara says that if one fisherman has his nets spread over a certain area, another fisherman can't come right there and put his nets right there to get the fish to come to him when the other guy has already set up shop in that area. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim over there between Rashi and the Nebuka Yosef. What exactly is the concern? Is the concern that fish which are already in the net of fisherman A are now going to leave the net of fisherman A and go to fisherman B, in which case you're taking something right out of his kalim, where your mamish stealing from him? Or is the concern, no, not that it's going to leave the net, but that fish which otherwise would have gone into fisherman A's net are now going to go into your net? So now, is that actually stealing? What exactly is the problem with that? So, and on that discussion, of the fish going from one net to the other, the ktsosin and the sivus have a machlokas relating to our Gemara. I'll just read the Nesivus because he quotes the Ktsos. The Nesivus in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel Sivkatan Gimel writes as follows: Ktsos Achoshen Kasav De Beporis Metzuda Kiven Shadag Magbin Atzman Likach Hadag Meis Hamunach Metzuda Have a Gezel Gomer. Says the Ktsos, even if the fish is not yet already in Fisherman A's net, when Fisherman B comes, he's still stealing the fish. Why? Because as soon as the fish sees the bait that's in the first fisherman's net, it starts to move toward that net. As soon as it picked itself up to start to move toward that net, the fisherman had done a kinyan hagbah. Because we see from our Gemara, from the Chavili Zemurah, said, oh, you don't, kinyan hagbah doesn't mean you need to lift up the fish, doesn't mean you need to lift up the animal, you need to wave the food in front of it, and the animal will lift itself. So that's already a kinyan. So when you go and you put your net out there, you're taking fish that he has already been kona. Dagbah mikocha v'kinyan gamra filu b'rushus ram v'filu b'rushus mocher, based on our Gemara. Says the Nesivus, the comparison is a very faulty comparison. You can't compare the two cases at all. Ulfiyani has daiti nira delosh shayich bazeh gezel gomer. The dafka bepil shemagbia atzma lech ala chavilis muros bisha shemachzik ha chavilis muros. When it comes to the chavilis muros, what are you doing? You're lifting up the food, and as you're lifting it up, the elephant is jumping toward you. The elephant is jumping toward the chavilis muros. That's where we say b'mugba mikocho. That's where we say it's going to be a kinagba. Let's say you hung the chavilis muros up on a tree or something, and then you walked away, and then an hour later an elephant walks by and jumps toward the chavilis muros. So you kona bagba. So he says, no, that's not the kinyan we're talking about, because that was only later that the elephant lifted itself up. So he says, huadin, in the case of the fish, it's not called that you're kona the fish yet, just because the fish had moved toward the bait. You put the net out with the bait, then you left, and then the fish started moving toward the bait. So that's not going to be gezel gamer. That's the machlokas between the ktsos and the nesivus in terms of when the kinyan is actually made in the case of the fisherman. Again, as I said, that sugya is used for paskening halachos relating to unfair competition in business. At what point do you consider, if I open up a pizza shop and someone else already had a pizza shop on that block, at what point do I consider it that I'm taking customers away from him, that I'm stealing something that technically he had a right to? But obviously it's a much broader topic, and not for now. Mr. Shem, when we get to Baba Basra. Okay, new Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, very important Mishnah. How does one acquire karka? One acquires karka in one of three ways. Money, shtar, writing a document, and chazaka. What does chazaka mean over here? How do you do chazaka on karka? Says Rashi, rafak beporta, you plow a little bit in the land, odayish hamitzri, or you just walk along the borders of the land, that's considered a chazaka. Or you lock the door, or you break down a piece of the fence a little bit, you do some sort of work on the land. Where do we get the idea Daish HaMitzri is a valid form of chazaka? So it's Parshas HaShavua. We actually learn it from Avram Avinu. Kum Esalich Ba'aretz La'archa L'rachba. Right, Avram Avinu is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go walk on the land, La'archa L'rachba. The Gemara Babasra makes that connection. Gemara Babasra says, you see from there, that Daish HaMitzri, that walking on the borders of the land, is a valid form of chazaka. Now, there does seem to be something missing from the list. What about kinyan chalipin? Does kinyan chalipin not work for karka? So the Tosrid says it does, but we're dealing with kinyanim that work only for karka, not for metaltalin. So that's why chalipin is not mentioned. Ben Tam says that it's included in kinyan kesef. That kinyan kesef, kinyan chalipin is part of kinyan kesef. Anyway, she'en lamachrais, ein niknin. Ella, actually, one more point. In terms of kinyan kesef, how one acquires kesef, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that when let's say something costs $100, when you give the first pruta, you've already been kona with kinyan kesef. As soon as you give the first pruta, the kinyan kesef has already occurred. But there's a discussion in Osei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpatim and Kuf Tzadi why that is so. Why is the first pruta good enough? So the Sma on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says that it's not really. It's only good enough when you give the first pruta, when you zakaf alav hashar b'milva, when the rest of it you make into a loan. Meaning, you acquire something with kesef because you have given him the value, you have given the seller the value of what you are buying. Now, the Shulchan Aruch's chiddush is you don't need to have given him the entire value, you could have given him part of the value and agreed to give him the rest of the value as it, that you owe the money. So it's as if you've given it to him because you've now taken the rest of it as a loan. So it's as if you've given him the entire value. But Kinyan Kesef, the Yisod of Kinyan Kesef, is giving over the entire value of that which you're buying. The Taz, however, disagrees. The Taz says, I have a very clear raya that it's not so, that Kinyan Kesef is not about giving the value of that which you are buying. We all do a Kinyan Kesef under the chuppah. You give a ring to the kala. Now it's hard to imagine that you're giving the entire value of that which you are acquiring under the chuppah. No, kinyan kesef isn't. You're not giving the value of the kala. Obviously, there's no ring that would be worth that much. But especially the rings that we use that don't even have a diamond in it, so it's certainly not worth that much to be worth the value of the kala. But nevertheless, says the Taz, it works. Why does it work? Because kinyan kesef is a symbolic kinyan. So when you give the first pruta, it's a symbolic kinyan. So now you've done a maisa kinyan. You still owe the rest of the money. You owe the rest of the money. That's fine. But the symbolism of handing over kesef, which minimum value of kesef that we always talk about, is a pruta. So that itself is a form of kinyan. It's not a din of giving over the shavius of that which you are acquiring. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. That's when it says the Mishnah Vayter. Rather, that's when it comes to acquiring karka. She'en la'machray se'niknel b'mashicha. When it comes to acquiring a metaltalin, so that you need mashicha for, right? That you need to do, you need to use, you need to pull the metaltalin into your possession. The Ran writes, who had in obviously Mesira and Hagbah also work for metaltalin, but we just come to, meaning mashicha is just used as a prototype, meaning we're trying to say, not the kinyane karka. That metaltalin have a different set of kinyanim that are not the same as kinyane karka. Tosos Maseches Basra says that in fact Mesira isn't mentioned over here because Mesira would not work for all metaltalin. Mesira, he says, is something that only works by boat and by Balei Chayim, but not by other metaltalin. Even heavy metaltalin, it doesn't work by all metaltalin. So that's why Mesira is not mentioned. But anyway, but the Pashtus is the reason we don't mention Hagba either, because we're only trying to show that Hachnasa L'Rishuso is the kinyan for metaltalin in whatever form it may come. We give the example of Mashicha, but it comes in other forms as well, in terms of Hagbah and Mesira and whatever else. The Chasim She'en Lemachrayis Niknin Im Nechasim She'esh Lemachrayis B'Kesef B'Shtar B'Chazaka. There is one thing, though, that metaltalin can be acquired through kinyan karka if you're acquiring karka along with the metaltalin. Meaning, if you're going to, it's really acquiring metaltalin along with the karka. If you're acquiring karka anyway, so then you could throw metaltalin into that same kinyan. You don't need a separate kinyan for the metaltalin. The Rashba in the Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Tav Kuf Nun Dalet writes that it's pashut that karka can't be nikna agav karka, meaning metaltalin could be nikna agav karka, but I can't acquire a second land agav the first land. That kinyan karka one land is not going to work for another. And he has a bunch of rayas, but the greatest raya perhaps is that the bulk of our daf today is going to discuss whether when you acquire metaltalin agav karka, do you need siborin u'munachin? Do you need it to, all the metaltalin that you're acquiring to be piled up into that karka that you're acquiring? So obviously, it's not shayach to talk about piling the karka into the karka that you're acquiring. So therefore, it's obvious that when it comes to acquiring karka, you can't acquire it agav other karka. Another halacha that relates to the relationship between karka and metaltalin, and how sometimes one can schlep the other along with it in terms of a halacha that applies to only one of them, could apply to the other one as well, is when it comes to Hilchos Shavuos. When it comes to the Shavuos Modim Mitzvos, for instance, the halacha is that Ein Nishba in Al HaKarkaos, that you don't take a Shavua on Karka. Well, let's say I'm already taking a shvua on metaltalin, and we're also having a dispute about karka. So then, once we're taking, I'm taking a shvua on metaltalin, you can make me take a shvua on karka as well. So we just mentioned that here because of the thematic issue. That just like when it comes to kinyanim, I can't use a kinyan karka on metaltalin, but if I'm already being kona karka, the metaltalin goes along with it. Same thing in the reverse by shvua. Normally, I don't take a shvua on karka, but if I'm already taking a shvua on the metaltalin, so the karka will go along with it. Frank the Gemara be kesef minalan. Where do we know that there's such a thing as kinyan kesef? Amar chiski amar kra. Pasuk says sados be kesef yiknu. Good. Ferish a pasuk that you acquire sados with kesef. Says Tosfos. Hadalo icy mikra dechsiv gabe Ephron mishum the dilma hani milu minachri shakol kinyana be kesef. He says, why don't we bring a better raya? We have by stay Ephron by parshchay sarav. We have Avram Avinu buys marasan achpela from Ephron with money. Torah says he gave him a lot of money for it. So don't you see from there that there's such a din of kinyan kesef? Says Tosfos, nah, I might have thought that only applies to a guy. That since a guy called kinyan of the kesef, the only kind of kinyan he has is kesef. So I might think that by a guy there's such a thing as being kona karka with kesef, but not by anybody else. The Makna says that no, the reason we don't learn from Ephron is because, granted, I see from Ephron that kesef can work as a form of kinyan, but what I don't see is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned before, that kinyan kesef works even bepruta rishona. Even when you give that first pruta, you've already been kona with kesef. Right? I would know from Ephron that when you give the entire sum of money, an exorbitant sum of money, when you give the entire sum of money, that's when you're kona, but I wouldn't know the halacha that you're kona even with the first pruta. Anyway, says the Gemara, I'm not so convinced that this is the source for kinyan kesef, says the Gemara. Ve'ima adi ikashtar. Maybe kesef only works when you also have a shtar based on that pasuk d'chsiv, because that same pasuk goes on and says uksov b'sefer v'chasom, that not only do you have to have kesef, you should write down in a shtar. So apparently you need a shtar as well. So it says, no, iksiv yiknu l'basof k'dekamet. Had it said, use kesef and write a shtar, and then said the word yiknu, so then you're right. Then the pasuk would have been indicating that kinyan only takes place when I have both kesef and shtar. Kesef kani shtar rayabi almuhu. Now that it says though yiknu, before it even mentions anything about a shtar, so you see that the kesef is kona and the shtar is stam just a raya bialma. The shtar is just an extra raya, but it's not really the shtar is not really the primary part of the kinyan. But that's only true that kesef could work alone in a place where typically they don't write a shtar, but in a place where the minhag is that they do write a shtar, then kesef alone doesn't work as a kinyan. The iparish parish. But if a guy says explicitly that he wants the kinyan to work with only kesef, or that he wants it, meaning he makes whatever tonight he wants to make, that it should work one way or the other, so then he has the ability to control the kinyan. If he says, Ritzoni yiknali kaspi, o yikna shtari, Rashi says, if he says, I want my kesef to be kona, or I want only my shtar to be kona, so he has control over the situation on that level. Ki ad Ravi di Bar Avin, just like Ravi di Bar Avin used to do. Ki zavin ara, when he used to buy land, amar iba ina be kaspa ikni, iba ina be shtara ikni. He would say, if I want it to be left up to me whether the kinyan is going to work with kesef or whether the kinyan is going to work with shtar. Ibi ina bekaspa ikni to be isu lemehadar lomatzisu adrisu. I want the kesef to work as a kinyan in case you want to back out after I give the kesef, so that you shouldn't be able to back out once the kesef has been given. Vibina b'shtar ikni, and maybe I'll want the shtar to be the kinyan. Di ibina l'mehadar hadar nabi, because maybe I'll want to back out after I give the kesef, and I want the right to back out until everything is totally completed, until even the shtar is completed. So as long as you make that tonight, you can give yourself the upper hand by making that as a condition that you have the choice of making the shtar or the kesef. But we're just trying to prove that kesef in general can work on its own without a shtar. Fine. Then the Mishnah had said that ubishtar, that you're kona karka with a shtar. Minolan, where do I see that you're kona karka with a shtar? Maybe you'll tell me, well, that possibly we quoted before, that you have a shtar with Edim, and it's talking about being Konakarka, Vamrit Shtar Rayabi Almu, but didn't we say that that shtar, we suggested that maybe the shtar mentioned in that pasuk is not a shtar kinyan, it doesn't affect the kinyan, it just serves as proof once the kinyan's already been done. But the kinyan was done with kesef, the shtar is only a shtar raya. It's a question in the Rishonim. Is a shtar raya a din d'oraisa, or is a shtar raya something that only works midrabanan? The Rambam holds that shtar raya is only midrabanan. The Ramban in the second shorish on the Sefer HaMitzvos is Ma'arich, discusses at length why he disagrees with this Rambam. And one of the points, one of the main points, is our Gemara. The Ramban's style in general, when he disagrees with the Rambam, especially in the Sefer HaMitzvos, is he'll show that the Rambam is against every Gemara in the world, meaning he just shakes out every single Maramakum you can possibly imagine to show how the Rambam's against everything. But one of the things he quotes is this Gemara, the idea that the Gemara says, what do I see from the Pasuk? Not necessarily that it's a Shtar Kinyan, but you see from the Pasuk the concept of Shtar Raya. Oh, you see it from a Pasuk, so it must be Shtar Raya. Is in fact a din d'oraisa against the Rambam. Now the Rambam may say that that which is learnt midivrei Kabbalah sometimes is a din d'rabbanan. It's questionable exactly where you put things that are learnt from Pesukim and Navi, whether that counts as din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan, somewhere in between. So it could be that's what the Rambam meant. But either way, it does seem clear that at least from the Pasuk we see the concept of Shtar Raya. But where do we know the idea of Shtar Kinyan from? The Gemara is still now searching. How do I know that there's a concept of Shtar Kinyan? Elamei Hacha, I know from the following Pasuk, Ve'ekach HaSefer HaMakna. Right, Pasuk says, Ve'ekach HaSefer HaMakna. That's what we refer to, Sefer, as the Shtar Makna that makes the Kinyan. Amar Shmuel Lashon El B'Shtar Matana, Av Mechel Okana Achitin Lodam. That's only when you're giving a Matana, but when it comes to a sale, you need to give money. That the Shtar alone is not going to be Kona when it comes to a sale. Masav Rav Amnuna B'Shtar Ketzad. So he says, really, is that true? By a sale, you can't use Shtar as the form of Kinyan? But don't we have a Brice that says as follows? B'shtar ketzad, how does one acquire with a shtar? Kasavlal and yaro al acheres, you write on a piece of paper or on a shard of pottery. Afal b'shein v'em shavapruta, even though the paper or the pottery itself may not be worth a shavapruta, meaning he's trying to show that you're not using kesef, you're only using shtar. And what do you write? Sadai mechur alach, sadai nesun alach. Hareza mechura nesuna. Well, if you're selling it, you write sadai mechura lach, and if you're giving it, you write sadai nesuna lach. And that works. So what do you see? That even when it's not a matana, even when it's a sale, when you're selling it for money, still the shtar alone makes the kinyan. So how can you say that that shtar only works for a gift and not for a sale? Who must have loved whom a farikla? So he asked it and he answered the question. Maybe the situation over there is that you're selling the field because it's a terrible field. I mean, you can't wait to get this thing off your hand. You're selling the guy a lemon. So as Rashi said, dinichale de likniale shtar lokeach. Why is it that normally when you're selling something, the kesef, you need to wait for kesef, shtar is not a good enough kinyan? Because we assume the mocher is not gomer das to give it up yet with just the shtar. He needs to see the money before he's willing to have the total gomer das to give it up. But when you're selling something that you can't wait to get rid of, that you're dying to get rid of, you're being mocher sadeh mei rasa, because it's such an awful field, so as soon as someone's willing to buy it, whatever, someone wants to use it for development or whatever, as soon as someone's willing to buy it, you're very eager to get rid of it. So then you're not going to need to wait for the kesef. The shtar alone is going to be good enough. Ravashi Amar, b'matana b'kesh litnalo, b'lama kesef lo lashon mecher, k'dei liyafos lo kocho. Ravashi says that really you want to give it to him as a matana. The Mishnah is talking about when you're giving it to, when we tried to bring a raya, that harezu mechura unesuna, that if you write in a shtar, I'm giving it to you or I'm selling it to you, that's a good gift or a good sale. We thought that those were two different cases, that there's a case of a gift and a case of a sale, and either one works with a shtar. He says, no, that's not the case at all. The case is, it's one case. It's a case of a gift where you write it as a lashon of mechira in the shtar. Why do you do that? K'dei liyafos es kocho, to give the person that you're selling it to, that you're giving it to, the upper hand. Meaning, you write, sadai mechura unesunalach. You write in the shtar, I'm selling you and giving you my field. In what way does that give him the upper hand? Let's say a Baal Chov wants to come and collect it from him. So if a Baal Chov comes and takes it away from him, so if it was a gift, he can't come back and tain it from you. Hey, I want you to give me another gift to replace the gift you gave me. But if it was a sale, he can come and claim the money from you. So you're giving him the upper hand a little bit when you write it b'lashon mecher. Now Tosa says that explains why you're writing it b'lashon mecher. But why write b'lashon matana at all? In what way does it give him the upper hand to write a b'lashon matana? So him tamar lama kasa b'lashon matana. Bishlam mecher mishum achrayus al ma yifu kochu yesh b'matana im mishum matana less b'mishum din devar metzra. Tosa says you might suggest that maybe the yifu kochu by matana is the issue of dina de bar metra, meaning the halacha is if I want to sell my house, I have to first ask my neighbors if they want to buy it. Only once neither of my neighbors want to buy it, then I can go and put it on the market and sell it to other people. But if my neighbors are willing to pay fair market value for it, they have the right to buy it first, because maybe they want to do an expansion, and it's always more convenient for people to have land that's right next to their home. So that's the din of the bar mitzvah. But that's only true if I'm selling my house. I can't sell it to somebody else before I offer my neighbors the opportunity. But if I want to give it as a gift to somebody else, I don't have to offer my neighbors as a gift before I sell the house. I want to give it as a gift. I can give it as a gift to whoever I want. So Tosa says maybe that's what the yifoy koch of matana. Ham perikam akavim matana dispachrayus ispa mishum din devar metzvah. Says the only problem is matana. If there's a achrayus on the matana, if I'm willing to guarantee a gift that I give to someone, that if someone takes it away from you, you can come back and ask me for more land in its place, that such a matana is shayach medina devar metzvah. You do have to offer it first to the neighbors. So it can't be that the yifoy koach in this case is din devar metzvah, because the very fact that there's a achrayus on it makes any matana included in din devar metzvah as well. So it says to us, Yishlomar, we're misunderstanding the case. It's not that you write in a shtar, sada mechura unasunalach. No, shnei shtar was kosev lo. Im sarach lachrayus marashal mecher, im sarach ledin devar metzvah marashal matana. I wrote two separate shtaros on the same piece of land. One shtar mecher, one shtar matana, to the same guy. Now, if the land gets confiscated and the guy needs to get reimbursed, he's going to take out a shtar mecher, say, look, you sold it to me, you owe me money. If it comes to Dina Devar Metzra, my neighbor comes and says, hey, why did you sell the land to that guy? You should have offered it to me first. So the guy will be able to pull out a Shtar Matana and say, he didn't sell it to me, it was just a Matana. And it's not with any Achrayas, because the Shtar doesn't show any Achrayas. The Shtar only shows Matana. Okay, so that's the Yifoy Koach of a Matana. So it tells us in the Brak, says, Vonir Demari Shapir B'Shtar Echad, V'Atakas Le'Vash Matana, V'Yishe Emes Hukach. He says, the other possibility is, why did we write Matana at all? Not because of Yifoy Koach, but because that's the truth. Meaning, I wrote Mecher for Yifoy Koach, but I really gave it as a Matana. So we wrote Matana simply because it's true. It was given as a Matana. Okay, Vaiter in the Gemara, Ubi Chazaka. So the third way to acquire Karka is with Chazaka, Minolan, where we see that from Amar Chizki, Amar Kra, V'Shavu Ba'arecha Masher Tafastem. We take over Eretz Yisrael, and we're told to dwell in these cities that we conquer. How do we conquer it? Yeshiva, by dwelling in it. So when we show some sense of bialus by living in it, that itself is a form of kinyan. The Achronim all ask, wait a second, for Kovesh Eretz Yisrael, isn't the Urim Betumim divide up who gets what in Eretz Yisrael? Where does kinyan take place? Shram Tzion Balacha discusses this, right? Doesn't the Urim Betumim decide who gets what? So I forget who he quotes, but he quotes from Achronim that the Urim Betumim is only megala which karka goes to which, but it's not a kinyan. Meaning, once the Urim Betumim tells you which karka is yours, you then have to go and become it. You need to do a kinyan on it. He also quotes Achronim that say no, that the Urim Betumim tells you which shevet the karka is going to go to, but then you have to divide it within the shevet, decide which family and who's going to get what. So that you do on your own with a kinyan. Again, how do you yashin Eretz Yisrael? Through yeshiva sa'aretz. There's also the discussion whether kibush milchama requires kinyan. If you do kibush milchama, do you then still need to do a kinyan, or is the milchama alone, kibush milchama alone, the fact that you won the war, enough of a kinyan on land? So the Dvar Avram brings a riot from here that you do need kinyan, because we say that you win the war, you're kovesh, and then you're kona, right? So then you're kona through yeshiva. So the Mishnah said, "Metaltim can only be acquired through Mashiach." Minalan, d'chsiv chisim kru memkol amisecha, kana miyad amisecha. Davar nikna miyad liyad. From miyad, we see that it has to be something that's acquired from hand to hand, meaning through Mashiach, you give over from one guy to the other. Rabbi Yochanan number devar Torah mos konos ma'ikel meimar. According to Rabbi Yochanan, says that on a daraisa level, money even is kona. What are you going to say? So tana takanta derabban katani. Then you'll have to explain that the Mishnah doesn't mention money, because we're only mentioning that which is takana derabbanan. Because on a daraisa level, money can be kona, but our Mishnah is only mentioning that which is kona midrabbanan. That the Chachamim have said that that money alone is not going to be good enough, and you need to also do an actual mashicha. That's the takana derabbanan. Nechasum she'in lemachrayus. The Mishnah then said that you can acquire metaltalin agav karka. Once you're acquiring karka, metaltalin can go along with it. Minanimili, where do we get that from? That the gifts were given along with Ari Mitzuros B'Yehuda. So you see, along with the karka comes metaltalin. So frak the Gemara, Ibailu, Be'inan Siburim, Alo. Now, when you're acquiring metaltalin along with karka, does the metaltalin all need to be piled onto that karka? Or can the metaltalin be in a different location even than the karka is? So I'm Rav Yosef. The Gemara is going to bring five rayas to try to prove the answer to this question. It will finally prove it in tomorrow's daf. We're not going to get to it today. In tomorrow's daf with raya number five. But let's see. So raya number one. Again, it's all about this question of, do you need the metaltalin to be piled onto the karka that you're being kona? So tashma Rabbi Kiva Omer karka kolshu, even the smallest amount of karka, chayeves bepeya, is going to be chayev in peya, ube bikurim, and is also going to be chayev in bikurim, and also the halacha is that you only write a prosbul when the person that owes you the money owns karka. If the person that owes you the money does not own karka, then you can't write a prosbul on that karka. Right? There's a discussion in the Rishonim what the reason for that is. So is it because it's a milsul shchiach? You would never lend money to someone who doesn't have karka. So that's why it's the rabbanon were only misakin the takana of prosbul when it's a milsul shchiach, when it's a situation, a loan that would be a common loan where you would lend money to someone that has karka. Or maybe no, maybe it's not an issue of what's shchiach and what's not shchiach. It's just that the way prosbul works is it's as if you're collecting his karka, and since eino nola karkaos, karka doesn't have any set value, so whatever amount of karka he has, we can view that karka as if it's worth the entire amount of the loan, and therefore it's as if the loan is already paid from before the Shemitah year. But for whatever reason, and there may be nafkaminas in terms of when the karka must be owned, meaning at what point does the guy have to have karka? If it's because of Eino Nola Karkaos, you just need at the time of the Shemitah year, at the time of the Prosbul, for the karka to be in his possession. But if it's about halva'a, that it's not normal to lend money to a guy who doesn't have karka, so then l'chora at least, it would seem that the guy doesn't need to have the karka when you're writing the prosbul. He only needed to have the karka when you made the loan. The question is, the halacha is not that way. The halacha is that the guy has to have the karka when you're writing the prosbul. Why that should be the case? So the Akronim point out that normally one wouldn't have karka at one time and not the other, so the Rabbanim just made it at the Shas prosbul. But theoretically, it should have been at the time of the Alva, he would have needed the karka. But anyway, how much karka does he need? Just a karka kol shuhu. And also, v'liknos yiman nechasim she'en lemachrayis, most important for us, you can only be kona metaltalin, you can be kona metaltalin agav karka, even if that karka is only kolshu, even if it's only a tiny amount of karka. Now, Tos deals with the problem of the halacha of peya. Peya is on a karka kolshu. If it's karka, what does peya mean? After I harvest, I have to leave off a corner of what I left. Now, if I only have a kolshu, so I pick the piece of wheat out of it, and that's it, I'm done. What do you mean I have a din of peya? On a karka kolshu. If I'm not mistaken, Tosos asked that question over here. I thought he did. To the very beginning, he says Yerushalmi asked this kashu. Yerushalmi demesach peya parachal ha mishna ad shlo katsra in chayev peya mishakatsra in kan shiur. Once you already harvested, it's too late. It's already done. Umeshari tiftar sheisham kana echad ubocha misha shibolos. It could be one stalk sticking out of the ground, but that stalk has five other stalks that grow off of it. Right, so therefore, it's only on one little kolshu of karka, and therefore you pull off part of it, and you leave some of it over for Peah. So it's even though it's so clearly Yerushalmi understands this as mamish a kolshu. So kolshu is not an expression over here. It doesn't really mean like five tvachim or something or three tvachim. It means mamish a kolshu, and that's what Tosfos deals with. Even though we assume that even a single chita, a single stalk of wheat, is yonik from karka three tfachim around it, still the you only need to own that kolshu of karka where the stalk of wheat is in, because the ikar yonika comes from that location. But again, the point is that we see that in order to be konim metalpel and agav karka, the karka only needs to be a kolshu. So says Gemara, don't you see there's a raya v'yam bin siburim kolshu l'maychazi? But if you say that you need siburim, then what does a kolshu who do for you? Meaning for all the metalpel you're going to need to acquire needs to be piled on the karka, you can't fit metalpel in the kolshu of karka. So says Gemara, no, Targum Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna, Kamed Rav Yosef Goshenot, Bamacha, sure you can. Take a needle and stick it in the karka, right there on that kolshu of karka. And there you have the needle. So Amar Rav Yosef, Kavastan, Ichbol Tana Lashminun Machad, he said, what are you hacking me with such a ridiculous case? The Tana is going to go out of his way and tell me that a karka kolshu is what? Good enough to acquire a needle, a worthless needle? Come on, that can't be what it's coming to tell me. There's a discussion over here in the Rishonim what kavastan means. Rashi says it just means tziartani. You're driving me nuts. In the margin over there, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, says the kavastan is a lashon of kuvyustus, right? That kuvyustus is a ganav, right? That what does the Gemara say? Between Moshe Rabchem, ganav hayo, kuvyustus hayo. The cheshbonos don't work out with the monies. Was Moshe Rabbeinu stealing? So Rashi over there says that kuvyustus generally means a gonim tefashos. It means a kidnapper. So over here, obviously, he's not going to call him a kidnapper because it doesn't make any sense over here. So he says, no, kavastan just means you're driving me crazy. What are you asking with a case of acquiring a needle? That's what we need to be told about a karka kolshu for. Some Ravashi man lemelon delotolba marganisa shavi alpazuz. He says, sure, it could be even a karka kolshu, and you put a needle on it, and then on top of that needle, you put a pearl or a diamond, and it's worth a lot of money. So it is a valuable issue. Okay, so raya number one was unsuccessful. Raya number two, Tashma Amar Blazer, Maisa Bimaduni Akhachay Birushalayim, Shayla Metalton Habri Bikish Matana. A guy had a lot of metalton and he wanted to give it as Matana. Amar Lo in Lotakana Shiknim Algabe Karka. So they told him, you need to be makne it Algabe Karka. Ma'a, so what did he do? Halach Vilakach, base Sela, Samach Yushalayim. He went and he bought Karka the size of a Sela coin, size of a quarter, and near Yushalayim. Vamar Tzvoniza Leploni, Vimo Meyatzon. He said the northern part of this land should belong to so and so, and along with it 100 sheep and 100 barrels. And he died, and they assumed that the 100 sheep and 100 barrels belonged to the guy that he said it should belong to. But if you need everything to be piled on it, the 100 sheep and 100 barrels don't fit on a quarter, right? It doesn't fit on a piece of land the size of a coin. So it says, no, misavar base sella, sella mamish. My sella did nafish tuva. So he says, no, when we says base sell, it doesn't mean, it means the Vamekar le sella, the Kashik sell is. No, we're talking about a larger piece of land. It's only called the base sella because we're talking about a piece of land that was a very hard, that was a very rocky land. That's why it's called the base sella, not because it's actually worth a sella, and not because it's actually the size of a sella. Okay, I guess we'll make up for lost ground tomorrow. That's a shame.